Hey, why are you sitting on the other side of the bench? I know I'm your boss, but I don't bite. You can talk to me. Come here. So what's a young man like you doing all the way here instead of in the party? Oh my God, you're shaking. Now I'm scared of what the other employees told you about me. I can tell you why I'm here first, then. Sometimes I throw these company parties to help people get along and all, but I don't really like them, actually. Yeah, the whole loud music and lots of people thing, not a fan. I had my time of trying to fit in on those things, but this time is long past, fortunately. So, I usually just bring a bottle of good wine and find the quietest place possible to stay, since I kind of need to at least be here. I suppose you're in a similar situation. Yeah, I figured that out. There's no problem in that, though. By the way, do you like wine? No, don't say you like it and then come up with an excuse not to take mine. I know you're just trying to be polite. I actually like having someone to share it with. Here. A toast for the antisocial. By the look on your face, I can see that you're a bit shocked by the way I'm talking to you. I think I'll have to tell you one of the biggest secrets of the corporate world, then. The people you see at work, most of them have absolutely nothing to do with the real people. That's just how things work, unfortunately. I'm telling you this because I think you're a nice dude. You don't look like the type that will give me problems anyway. But yeah, I mostly play the super serious and grumpy role so people will respect me, you know? The real me is the silly lady you're talking to now. Also, you can call me by my first name, okay? No need to be so formal. About the thing we were saying before, you really shouldn't worry about not liking to go to parties and that kind of thing. I know you're young, and there's probably people pressuring you to like what everyone else does, but when I look back now, I wish I'd just stopped forcing myself to do things I didn't enjoy much, much earlier. And you seem like a very sweet boy. I'm sure you have a girlfriend, right? You don't? Oh, that's fine, though. I'm sure you'll find someone your age that isn't into that stuff, too. How did I get to know my husband? That's a tricky question. Can you ask me again in, 5 years? Yes, I'm serious. I'm not married. Never have been, either. Hey, there's no way you could know. It's okay. Also, I don't know. I've always been so concentrated on my career that I never thought I'd have time for a husband or kids or any of those things. Of course I'd hooked up with people before, but I never let myself get into anything serious. Every once in a while I wonder if that was really a good decision, though. I can't help but feel lonely sometimes, and oh God, I'm sorry for venting to you like this. I think the wine made me talk a little too much. You don't need to say anything. I know that excuse is not going to work. I only had 2 glasses of wine, and this one isn't even that strong. It's just that I feel more comfortable talking to people younger than me for some reason. Though, I'm worried it might just be because I'm the boss, so they think they're obligated to listen. That's not how I want people to feel about me. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. You are very sweet. I mean, I know I'm being a little weird, and we barely know each other, but you're such a good listener, and you look actually interested in me and not just pretending to be. Believe me, I can tell the difference. I mean, not interested in me, you get it. It's just so easy to talk to you. You're very easy on the eyes, too, if you don't mind me saying. Okay, I think I crossed a line that I shouldn't have here, and I'm sorry. That was really inappropriate for someone who is your boss and old enough to be your mom to say. Aw, stop. You flatterer. If you're going to lie, at least lie within reason. I wouldn't look 25 from a mile away. Wait. So that means you liked that I said that? Good. Yeah, I do find you very attractive. I might also have a secret soft spot for sweet young boys, too. Oh, God, I actually didn't expect you to respond positively to my flirting. I'm a little lost now. Do you mind if I get a little closer then? So I can have a better look at you. You're even cuter up close. I really like your eyes, and these young lips are very... kissable. Wait. I feel like I need to make something very clear first. You don't need to do this because I'm your boss, all right? Nothing bad will happen to you if you turn me down. I promise. I'm not that kind of person. Are you sure you want to... Wow. You seem very sure. Yeah, you can put your hands on my hips. Wait. I think it would be really bad if anyone saw us doing this for obvious reasons. But I really don't want to stop. Would you mind going somewhere more private? I can drive us to my place if you don't mind. No, forget about what I said earlier. I usually start feeling sick and have to leave halfway through these things most of the time. No one's going to miss me. I'll leave first, though, okay? And then you can wait for a moment and meet me outside. Just to be sure no one suspects it. Great. And I'll be waiting for you. And here we are. This is my place. I know you're probably thinking it doesn't look like the house of a CEO, but I'm not really into over-the-top stuff. I just like it nice and comfy. I hope you like it too. And now, we're finally alone. No, I'm not nervous. Is it so obvious? I don't know. I feel guilty for doing this. I mean, I know we're both single, and I know I'm not forcing you to do anything, and I shouldn't feel like this. I always think too much about the what-ifs and norms, and it just stops me from doing the things I want. Thank you for being so understanding and patient. You know what? Fuck this. At least one time I need to stop thinking about what's better for my career or what other people will think of me and think about what I actually want. And I know exactly what I want now. I really fucking want you. You don't mind if I press you against the wall, do you? Let's say when I'm really into a guy, I like to go very straight to the point. And I think I already stalled this for too long. Oh, you like having a woman who takes control and gets what she wants? That does change some things. I was a little afraid of scaring you, but since you like it, I can pull you by your collar like this, and I feel your cock pressing against me. Yeah. Lift my dress up and grab my butt. Don't get shy now. Oh, yes. Run your hands over my thighs. Put them inside the dress and touch my tits. Yes. I want you to play with me. Since I made you wait so much, I'm going to tell you a little secret, okay? When we were kissing back in the party, I noticed that you were getting really hard, just like you are now. Oh, I mean, it was really difficult to hide that. And then, the whole way here, I've been thinking about how it would feel to have that hard cock in my mouth. What are you waiting for? Take it out for me. Oh, it looks so delicious. It doesn't only look like that either. I know you young boys are very eager, but I'm gonna go slow at first. I really want to savor this. So first I'll just lick and suck the tip. And then I'll just slide my tongue all over it. Oh, damn, you taste so good. Oh. Do you want me to stop teasing you? You really want to know how it is to have your cock inside your boss's mouth, don't you? Maybe if you ask nicely. Oh, good boy. Hey, if you want to look at my tits while I suck you, just do it. You don't need to try to hide it. Here, I can even pull my dress down a bit so you can see them better. Do you like them, baby? I can taste your pre-cum already. I'm so glad you're enjoying this so much. Apparently, I haven't lost my touch. But I don't want you to come yet. You'll only come when I say you can, won't you? We still have much fun to have before that. I think I have to stop for now. Oh, I can feel how close you are. So sorry for leaving you waiting like this, but it's only fair that you return the favor before we go on, isn't it? Now take your shirt off, and I'll take this dress off too. Yeah, you can leave it on the floor. We're definitely not going back to that stupid party. I have much better things to do here. Well, I'm sorry for the lack of modesty, but I think I have a pretty nice body for my age. Do you like it? By how your eyes are even more fixated on my tits now. I think you do. Why don't you take my bra off and suck on them a bit? Oh, yes. That's a good boy. Oh, I was already really wet from sucking your cock, but you're making it even worse now. Just like that. Oh, your mouth feels so good. I really need to feel it elsewhere. Fuck, it's your time to kneel for me. Now. Hey, look at me. It's okay that you're not very experienced. I can see that you're a bit nervous since we started. But I'm sure you're going to do great. You're an amazing guy. I don't mind starting slow or giving you instructions. I mean, I'm pretty sure you like following my orders, don't you? Very good. Now take these soaked panties off for me. Mm-hmm. Let's put your head between my legs now and lick the lips. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, run your tongue over it. Just a little bit to the left and up. Right there. Oh, yes, right there. Just keep doing that exactly. That exactly. Do that. Oh. You can start going a little faster now. A little more pressure, but God, no hurries. I'm really, really enjoying this. Oh, let me hold on to your hair and give you some help. I told you, you don't need to be shy. Oh, yes. Oh, feel your face pressing against me. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes, slide your tongue inside me, baby. Fuck yes. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, he has eaten my pussy. Yes. Oh, do you like how it tastes? God, I bet you do. Oh, God, you're almost burying your whole face in it. I don't know how you really thought you'd be bad at this. Fuck. I don't need to tell you what to do anymore. Holy shit. Yes, yes, just like that. Oh, you're licking my clit just like that. Oh, God. Damn, this feels so good. Oh, God, I haven't been eating out with so much passion in years. Right there. Just exactly, just like that. Oh, you're going to make me come. You're going to make me come. Yes. I'm going to leave your face all wet with my juices. Fuck. Yeah, harder. That's it. Oh, yes, yes, oh, God. Oh, fuck, oh, God. Oh, you left me fucking breathless. Oh, but we're definitely not done yet. I want more. It's time for the main dish, baby. And you deserve it. So much. Get up. No, we're not going to the bed. That's too far away, and I can't wait for that. Get on the couch and let me straddle you. Yes, I'm going to ride you. And no slow start this time. I think both of us have been teased enough already. Can you feel my pussy rubbing against the tip of your cock? That's how wet you made me. And now, time to put you all the way inside. Oh, I can feel you inside of me. Fuck. It feels even better than I was expecting. I've said you young boys are too eager before, but now you made me eager too. I can't wait. I need to go faster. Oh, yes. That's it. Grab my ass. Fuck me hard. Thrust into me while I go up and down on you. Oh, yes. Grab my hips and make me bounce on your cock, baby. Oh, God. Actually, I have a better idea. Leave the bouncing part to me. Put your hands on my tits. I want to feel you squeezing them while we fuck. Yes, yes, keep doing this. Oh, exactly like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think you're hitting my G-spot. Oh, this feels so fucking good. Oh, I'm tired of speaking. I'm just gonna shut up and enjoy your cock. Yes, yes, fuck me. Fuck me harder. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Please, please come with me. Come inside me, baby, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, don't worry. I'm on birth control, just don't you fucking pull out now. Oh God, oh yeah. I want you to fill me up. I want you to fill me up so much I'm dripping afterwards. That's it. Oh, fuck. Yes, harder. Oh, I can feel you throbbing inside me. Yes. Oh, come on, baby. Be a good boy and come with me. Come with me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. God. Wow. Just fucking wow. I mean, I've had good sex before, but this was, holy shit. Oh, I'm glad I stopped being so neurotic and decided to flirt with you. Oh, missing this would be, such a waste for both of us. Come here. I'm not the most cuddly person normally, but I don't know. You just make me feel so comfortable. Do you mind if I lie down on your chest? Thank you. I'm such a mess now. And we made such a mess on the couch, but I don't care. I just don't care. Sorry. Just saying I don't fucking care after so long feels really liberating. By the way, if you like this as much as I did, we can definitely do it again in the future. As long as this is our little secret. Well, at least for now, I guess. You do? I'm glad. What about this? I can pick you up at home tomorrow after work. We can order some nice food and then have a lot of fun again. A date? I mean, it could be a date if you want it to be. I wouldn't dislike that. Are you sure, though, that you don't mind that I'm so much older than you? All right. I'll stop asking that. Damn, I just love kissing you so much.